Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today, continuing our series on some more data that we found in our 2024 Legal Marketing Trends Report. You can go to spotlightbranding.com and get that report today. It's absolutely free, 74 pages of absolute value of what other law firms are doing around the country when it comes to marketing and running their law firms. So today, I wanted to talk to you about the data we found around how law firms are handling their marketing. What I mean by that is, you know, look, we as a company, as Spotlight Branding, we handle marketing for law firms, but obviously not every law firm outsources that to a vendor or you know, something like that, right? So 16% of law firms said that they had a dedicated marketing staff, but they do outsource some work to a vendor. 28% said that they work exclusively with a vendor. And 56% said that they handled their marketing in-house. And that's, you know, none of that's, you know, necessarily terrible. But we wanted to drill in on that last statistic. And for the law firms that are handling all of their marketing in-house, wanted to figure out how that was being distributed. And here is what the problem was that we found. 11% said that they had multiple members of a marketing team in-house, right? And that's going to be your bigger firms. Most solo small firms aren't going to be able to compete with that. 18% said that they had a single full-time staff person who handles it. 16% said that they had a part-time staff person who handles it. So maybe it's a paralegal or a receptionist and they're kind of filling multiple seats. Here's the issue. 55% of lawyers handle the marketing themselves. And that's a big problem because we talk about this a lot. If you are the attorney, you do not need to be doing the marketing. You also don't need to be doing the reception or the admin work or anything like that. You just need to be focusing on the legal work. And so whether you are outsourcing it to a vendor, you bring on some offshore staff like we talked about yesterday, you need to have dedicated experts doing these things for you. Your time is far too valuable for you to be wearing multiple hats like that. And so, you know, even if you think you can't afford it, I think a lot of times lawyers just haven't simply sat down and looked at the numbers and what it would actually take. Because what I think a lot of you will end up finding is that if you just took the time that you spend doing marketing or wearing other hats, you could be doing legal work and getting paid for that time. Because you're not getting paid to be the marketer. You're not getting paid to be the receptionist or intake or whatever the case is. And so that ROI will show up very quickly. And you know, the nice thing about it is, like, you know, you will be able to find experts in marketing or whatever who are not going to make things worse for you. Right. Like, and I understand the risk aversion and the conservative side of that sort of thing. And I get it. But, you know, when it comes to handling your marketing, it is vital that you are letting another expert, whether it is a vendor like us, an offshore staff person, or you hire someone in house, whatever it is, make sure that they are doing it for you. So interesting finding there. We'll be back tomorrow with another stat.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.